Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. Welcome to the Summer Run Home with your hosts, the Professor, James Rochford and Andrew Barney Barnett.
Yes, it is the Summer Run Home for the last time this summer, sadly. And we are into the second hour, and it's a big thanks to Hyundai and Blunstone. If you missed the first hour, or if you missed the other 25 episodes,
yes,
then you can go back and you can go onto the podcasts. They're all there, aren't they, Gibbo? Can they buy them as a box set now, the Professor and Barney Summer Run Home?
Yeah, I think we can do that for maybe Valentine's Day, because that is coming up and we can put a box set together. You guys have given a lot of great advice over the last couple of months. That's definitely something we can look into.
And I reckon if you're worried about, you know, getting some action on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that'll solve it.
That'll
solve the problem.
Well, that'll give you an answer one way or the other pretty definitively.
It'd be a no.
Yeah, sure. That's all right. At least you got an answer. Now, you can subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or where all good podcasts are downloaded. Later on the show, we've got the great man, the P-man, Adam Peacock from Code Sports. Well, he'll be just talking all sports, I guess. He knows it all. Joining us now, though, it's Channel 7 cricket commentator Brad Hodge. Brad, welcome to the Summer Run Home.
Good afternoon. Yes, I'll have to make sure that I buy that podcast series for my wife on Feb 14. See if I have any luck, eh?
Mate, get it on Feb 18, and it'll be a good apology for missing Feb 14. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, done. Sounds good.
Mate, a cracking summer of cricket, and Channel 7 have done a great job. Looking forward to the big game tomorrow night. Are you over there in Perth for the game tomorrow night?
Yes, I will be flying out in the morning from Melbourne to Perth, so it's really cool. The commentary team that we've got, Justin Langer, of course, who will be supporting the Perth Scorchers, and Ricky Ponting and myself. So it's going to be really good. Surprising that the Brisbane Heat have made the final. I thought it was going to be a Sydney Sixers Perth Scorchers final. But it's been a great summer of cricket, there's no doubt about it. We've seen some amazing test performance from some individuals and, of course, the whole team. But also the BBL has definitely made a resurgence, and the quality of play has been amazing. The fielding's been spectacular, and there's been some really close games and well supported by the patrons who have come to watch.
It has been a cracking summer of cricket. Mate, the game last night, were you working at that, Brad, or did you catch the whole game?
No, I watched it on TV, actually. It was, it was interesting, wasn't it? The wicket itself.
Yeah, would you have ever...
It wasn't actually the best. It was a dog tip, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something which I'm pretty sure that the SCG curators aren't happy about. But, you know, when you've actually got no live grass to work with, that's probably the best you can possibly do. But, you know, it wasn't a spectacle for T20 cricket. Having said that, though, it was still a tight tussle, and you know, and the Brisbane Heat were probably the better team on the night, got the job done.
So I guess for the Sixers, who, you know, were up the top of the table all year and finished second last year, what do they do now? Where do they look to improve for next year, do you think?
Look, I don't think it's a matter of improving. I think their list is amazing. I was with the Renegades this year, and we are very envious of the Sydney Sixers list and also the Perth Scorchers. And, you know, they've been the benchmark for a long time, both these sides. So I think it's just a matter of retuning your list. You know, we knew as well as much as anyone that, you know, when the overseas players left around round nine, it was going to affect us. Sydney Sixers were lucky enough to get a dude named Steve Smith, who... we haven't seen for a while, but he was pretty special. I mean, unbelievably good, wasn't it, to see Steve Smith show everyone in the comp what it's like to be a gun player. But more so, 2020, it can be 50-50. There's no doubt about it that if you're not on your game, you know, from ball one, someone can steal it away from you, and that's exactly what happened last night.
Yeah, it certainly is, because the Brisbane Heat are on a bit of a roll. Like we said, they came from fifth, they dispatched the Thunder, then your Renegades, now the Sydney Sixers. Mate, if it was your obviously give advice to your batsmen at the Gades, if they were playing on that pitch you saw last night, you know, where it's low and slow, What? How would you tell them to play that? Because we saw the Sixers were playing, I think, a bit crossbat at times, whereas the, I don't know if the Brisbane Heat just seemed to handle it better.
It was surprising, wasn't it? Because it was a week at which you'd think that the Sydney Sixers would probably be more accustomed to, and they were probably more aggressive than they needed to be. And with a wicket like that, you really need to back end it with wickets in hand. And unfortunately, they'd lost way too many wickets along the way. You know, Matt Kuderman got the skipper out early, which hurt. And then consistent wickets all the way through. So 112 is never going to be enough, even though it's not the greatest surface. Yeah, most sides you'd think could limp the six and over on any T20 game. So I guess for the Sydney Sixers, they'll just have to look back and go, where can we actually, you know, add to our group? You know, that's one thing you'll always do. They've got some good spinners and some great players. So it's just a matter of, you know, sorting that out. Dan Christian disappears, which is probably a big hole. But again, something creates opportunity. So, again, it's just one of them things where I think that if the wicket had been better, Sydney would have probably got the job done, but, you know, didn't deal with conditions the way they should have.
Now, did you ever play with Dan Christian, Brad? Did he play in at the Gades with you?
He's played with everyone, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I think so. Every cricketer.
Yeah, I think I've definitely played with him somewhere along the line, Dan. He's done a great job and he's had a great career.
Do you think he'll move into coaching or will he head up into the commentary box? What do you think?
Hard to tell, isn't it? They're probably two professions that people look at once they finish cricket. Don't know, hard to squeeze into the comms box. There's a few cricket players putting their hand up for that. And coaching, for me, coaching, you really have to get in there for the right reasons, not just, you know, a job that you just fall into because you are good at the sport. I think you have to be a passionate coach and, you know, A lot of players that play cricket think that, or play sports think that they'll be great coaches, but it's not often the case. So I think you have to be a real student of coaching as well if you get on that path. But I'm sure Dan's got a lot to offer and plenty to give, particularly across all three forms. So if he takes that path, he'll be pretty good at it.
Yeah, he's certainly sort of done it all, especially in the shorter formats of the game. Now, just looking forward to tomorrow night, I mean, obviously the Heat, they're coming from fifth. They've got all their you know, internal momentum. They seem to be playing with the belief that they can come from fifth and win this whole thing. And then you've got the Scorchers who have just they've looked like a bit like they're at another level, particularly over there at Optus. What are you expecting to see tomorrow night, mate?
I'm personally expecting a thumping. I think Perth Scorchers will dominate tomorrow night. I reckon they're just way too good and they'll be outclassed, I think, Brisbane Heat against the Perth Scorchers, particularly over in Perth. I think it'll be a challenge.
Yes, I think you're right, Brad. We'll let you go there, mate. Thanks for having a chat to us. And we will be watching tomorrow night, apparently when the Scorchers thump the Heat, according to Brad Hodge.
Well, I mean, we would have thought that I was thinking that Sydney were going to thump the Heat, and that didn't happen. So, yeah, anything can happen in sport. That's the one good thing about it. It's unpredictable and... You know, if someone like Josh Brown goes nuts, then, you know, it can happen. But I think against the quality of Behrendorf, Ty, and that bowling attack is never easy.
Yeah, we'll call it the Hodge Hex then, you've just put on.
See how we go, 100%.
Very good. Thanks for joining us, Brad.
All right. Good on you.
Yeah, I think I tend to agree with Brad there, that it's going to be a shellacking over there in Perth. They're going to pull their pants down and just give them a good spanking.
Yeah, and then just destroy them on the cricket field as well. It's going to be a good atmosphere. Have they sold out over there yet? I think they've...
They have. Standing room only as well, apparently. They're going to take all the seats out.
Really?
Yeah, there's going to be about 130,000 Perth people, they reckon.
Yeah, where's that bloke from South Perth? Let us know if it's sold out, Kane. No need to call, just text 0457 736 736.
So one thing they have predicted, Barney, is it's going to be super hot. So 36, 37 degrees.
Is it going to be a scorcher of a day?
It will. I'm not sure what It's, oh my God, Scorcher v. Heat. Are you getting me? It's going to win. Yeah. And it's going to be 36, 37 degrees.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's 6:30 tip-off here. That's what they say in cricket, right? Mm-hmm. Which means what, 4:30 in Perth? Or 3:30? What's the difference at the moment?
I think it's 7:15.
7:15 p.m. in Perth.
That's what time it starts. Sorry. Our time. So 4:15. Yeah,
which in Perth.
Is 4:15.
Has the doctor kicked in then?
The Freo doctor?
What time does the doctor kick in?
No, it's summer, so he's about 7 p.m.
Okay. Oh God, it's going
to
be off
the crowd.
No,
you get the doctor. You used to get the doctor at the Wacker. I think, though, the way Optus Stadium is built, there's no entrance for the doctor.
I think there's a permanent doctor. I think there's a resident doctor, GP. It just swirls the whole time.
Because the doctor used to come in sort of because there was gaps between the stands and stuff. But this is one big circle. So maybe it whistles, like you hear the doctor going over top. And it's like blowing on the top of a bottle. It's like,
yes.
It's all set up for a Josh Brown masterclass. Now, I'm just already reading the headlines.
Mate, you're on constantly talking about Browntown.
I am,
you love it.
I want Brown to take the Scorchers to Pound Town.
Pound Town?
Yeah. Well,
Brown takes him down.
What? Oh, yeah. What? To Pound Town.
Why? Yeah. Oh, because he's pounding the ball with the bat.
Because he's a big six
hitter. And he's a whittler.
He's a whittler because he makes his own bats.
Well, remember, this bat's made from his Christmas tree.
Absolutely.
Why don't they make more of that in the media? We were the only ones that uncovered that.
I know.
Well, I think Howie might have done it the night before, but anyway.
Oh, did he?
Oh, sorry.
Mate, I've listened to all his podcasts. Do you guys play the Howie podcast drinking game every time he mentions it?
No.
On the broadcast.
Can I actually
you could play that on our show just quietly every time we mention it. Yes.
Can I we did What's on Your Box a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
I've got a revolutionary new segment, What's in Your Ears? And you know, besides the sand and the wax,
because that's
like
very
listening.
Similar, because Barney does that thing at the start of every show, what caught your ear?
Yeah, yeah. This is what's in your ears. So, because usually you put your earphones in your ears.
So it's like a podcast or a radio show or a box set of, say, a summer run home.
Exactly right. Now, we've been talking about Perth. I'm thinking Mitch Marsh.
Mm.
I listened to a podcast with him, Will Schofield from Code Sports. He did a podcast with Mitch Marsh, and he just seems like a likable fella. We saw him in the test documentary where he racked up all the time playing Call of Duty during COVID.
Well, yes.
And he was talking on this podcast how he was the FNB leader within the Australian cricket
Farty
team.
And bloated.
No, the food and beverage attendant.
Sorry.
So
really?
No matter where they went on tour.
Just read the Milky Way.
Yeah.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Remember? Just then, Jason Gilbey.
Who is, I hear, a midfielder. Chris from Brisbane has got in touch. Said he's a midfielder. Owen is a father of two. 12 litres of milk is nothing.
And I'm a father of two. And 12 litres of milk is a lot.
Wow. That's about $15.
Whew. Hey, we've got a Mitch Marsh story to run off the back. Nothing to do with you, Farty and bloated. Nothing to do with that. We were... And before Lundy texted in.
Here we go, Lundy. Text in, mate. We know what it was on.
Yeah. And we were interviewing Mitch Marsh and Chris Jordan. And we were in Tasmania, in Hobart. And we had the Scorchers and the Hurricanes on the same day. And basically we had a time allotted for Mitch and Chris. And Mitch showed up.
G'day, boys. First thing in the morning. They were about 9 a.m.
Pretty early. Mitch, g'day, boys. How you been? Blah, blah, blah. Then Chris just doesn't show up. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Mitch is just hanging out with us, just shooting the breeze.
Yeah.
And then he got a text message or something that said...
The media manager called.
And said, oh, he's going to be another half an hour. Sorry, boys, he didn't realise the time. And then we're like, oh, okay, well, Mitch... And then Mitch just hung out.
Talked. Yeah, we're like... Shot the breeze. He's the most likable man in the world.
A million, yeah.
And turns out Chris Jordan had just slept in.
That's right, yeah.
But I mean...
He's a lovely bloke
He was a lovely bloke, yeah.
Mitch Marsh was much maligned throughout his whole test career. Everyone was sort of saying, oh, it's because your uncle's a selector.
Well, and also your Sean's brother. That was
exactly
that.
Right.
That was me.
But you're riding Sean's coattails.
Yeah.
Mm. But everything I've read and heard, and now I've heard this story from you guys, I love Mitch Marsh. I think he is... So Josh Brown was number one. He's just dropped to number two. Mitch Marsh, number one of my favourite cricketers of all time.
Of all time?
Of all time.
Oh, wow. This week, yeah.
Okay.
Of all time since Monday.
Who's your favourite cricketer of all time, Barney?
Favourite cricketer of all time? This is... I needed more time for this question. I need to... Growing up, I always loved probably Glenn McGrath was my favourite Australian bowler.
Is that because of your extracurricular interests? Because both of you have a certain thing that you like to to go and
not because of the rifle work, but accurate bowler, just good lines, good lengths, just that nagging top of off line that he used to bowl. I love that. I also like Dale Steyn. Also used to bowl great lines, great lengths, but then had that intimidating ear, the bit of extra pace, and
It's interesting that you pick fast bowlers as your favourite cricketers. It's pretty rare. I mean, back in the day, obviously Dennis Lilly, people used to do it. Jeff Thompson. I think it says a bit about you.
Gave you COVID.
Well, I don't think you really gave
Tell
me COVID.
Tell the story. That's a good one.
Were you kissing again?
No, I did a corporate gig up in Darwin during the Darwin Cup this year. I did all right.
That's a bomb.
Not bombing that hard. Anyway,
flush.
But Tomo was the other speaker on the day, so he went first and did his thing, and then I went up, and the organizer comes over. Barney, you got to save this. Oh my God, you're the best. And I was like, oh, okay, let's see what I can do. And then he goes, well, you saved everything. No, in all seriousness, did the gig, had a beer afterwards, then I went and explored a bit of Darwin. And as I came back in, Tomo's still holding court with a bunch of these blokes. We're staying at the casino up there in Darwin. Anyway, the next morning I go down for breakfast, and Tomo's sitting there having his breakfast. And so I get seated behind him. He turns around, asks me a few questions, and eventually he just goes, just come and sit over here. So we sat and had breakfast together, and he was sort of like a bit, which I figured because he'd just been up talking all night with
all
these blokes.
Yeah.
Everyone trying to buy him a beer. Get home, and then the next day I tested positive for COVID. So I've been telling everyone our greatest ever fast bowler gave me COVID, but it's probably what radio lawyers would call slander. To be honest, I don't think he really gave me COVID, but I did have a great breakfast with Tomo.
Speaking of COVID, Barney, did you hear the story about the New South Wales Swifts in the Super Netball recently?
Have they got COVID?
They all got COVID.
The whole team?
Well, I think it's 60% of the team got COVID. Now, they were due to fly to New Zealand for a pre-season tournament. So what they've had to do, nearly half of their side are all gone. They've had to bring up academy players, but get this.
Yes.
To finish off the rest of the games over in New Zealand, they're going to bring up local Invercargill players.
How good's that?
Well, because wouldn't that not be, imagine that, you're just, you know, playing your trade in the social leagues on a Thursday night, all of a sudden you get a call. Hey, does anyone want to fill in for the New South Wales Swifts? why not?
Playing indoor mixed netball.
Then all of a sudden you're lining up.
Sorry.
I won't complain about netball if we are.
Here we go. What are you flushing about netball?
Listen, I played netball for a bit and I was draining threes, right? I was making it rain, you know? Why are you both laughing? Like, just no conscience out there, like popping it, just catch and shoot, catch and shoot. You know, they don't count if you shoot them from outside the semicircle in netball.
Yes.
Yeah,
so you're shooting it from further away where it should be 2 or 3 points and they penalise you.
Well, are you not across this?
They changed the super netball.
That's Mickey
rules.
Mouse stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
pajama netball, if you will.
That was like, what was that AFL comp where goals were worth
12?
AFLX. That's what
it was on the
like.
Rectangular field.
Yeah.
That was, that was a good.
My favourite cricketer?
Yeah, who's your favourite cricketer?
You guys didn't have to ask. That's kind of you.
Okay. Who's your favourite cricketer and why is it Michael Clarke? Go on.
Off the field, it's a toss up between Tim Payne and Michael Clarke. And on the field, I liked the guys that were wielded heavy bats.
Okay.
I always liked like a Jack Callis or a Lance Klusner or a Buff Lehman
I was going to say Buff Lehman.
Blokes that just spanked it, just slapped it. Do you know what I mean? And when they hit it, it flew off the bat. Actually, your mate Browntown's a bit like that.
Yeah.
He is really wields the willow and pounds the brown.
That's what I like.
Yep. He's he is a bit more old school, Josh Brown. He's got a bit of that throwback about him.
He hit a six last night and he didn't move. That's the cricketers I love.
Yeah.
So Gilly used to do that. He'd hit one over cow corner or, you know, mid wicket or whatever, and he just wouldn't move.
I like
these
the guys
blokes that are still panicking. Is it a six?
No, I like the guys that not only don't move, that hold their shape. You know, the end of their, like the off drive, and they just hold that high elbow at the end and just sort of watch it with their arms still in place at the end of their stroke. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's how good a shot it was.
Is there a slapper in the Aussie team at the moment? Who would be our slapper?
Warner can slap.
Yeah.
Warner can slap. Can
Cam Green can slap.
Cam Green can slap, yeah. I mean, I suppose you look down the order, Mitchell Starc can slap.
He'd be the slapper.
Why does Australia seems to always have these bowlers who can just absolutely belt the living daylight out of it?
They all start as batsmen, and then they get too tall.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Starkey started as a keeper.
Yeah, and so did your mate Trent Copeland. All start in other positions, and then they shoot up when they hit 16 in height, when they hit 16 or 17, and then they just toss them the old nugget and say, now you're a fast bowler. That's what happened with Trent Copeland.
Well, what about Nathan Lyon? Because I can imagine he was never a slapper or a big hitter.
No. Mate, he's hit a few sixes.
He has?
Yeah.
He's hit five
he's
or six
He's worked hard
sixes.
On his batting the last sort of five,
he
six
has.
Years.
Do you know who the original black cap, well, not the original, but the current black cap big hitter in the bowling
Chris
order? Chris Cairns, yes.
He was.
Oh, yeah. Chris Cairns, good.
Ooh, Tim Southee. I believe, I'm pretty sure Tim Southee has hit the most amount of sixes in Test cricket for a bowler.
Seven.
1,000.
Mate, hit the button. Let's take a break. Mate.
Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. The summer run home with the Professor and Barney on SEN.
Yes, we're having a cracking afternoon. It's our last show, Barney, of the summer run home.
Yeah.
Are you applauding because it's been a terrific summer, Gibbo, or because you don't have to look at us anymore?
No, I just heard a funny joke in my ear. I'm listening to a podcast, Will Schofield with Mitch Marsh still. Yeah. Oh, Mitch Marsh. He's a bloody legend, this guy.
He's dreamy, isn't he?
He is.
Blue eyes or mate, brown eyes?
How good's his nickname?
Bison.
Oh, I was going to say Marshy.
Oh.
Hey, we've had a great summer. And in that last half hour, today, we're going to be chatting to the P-Man, Adam Peacock.
He was one of our first guests.
He was. And so he's going to be one of our last guests. And we're going to be reminiscing.
Bookend the whole thing.
Yeah, mate, it's like tying it up in a little bow.
I think of him as the bookends of summer.
Do you?
Yeah, that's what I've often called him.
Have you?
So he's the P-Man, the bookends of summer.
That's weird.
Yeah, he's never understood what I meant.
No, I don't.
But I knew one day
that it would all come to this. Now, is there a guest that we've had this summer that you've particularly enjoyed, Barney?
Oh, there's been so many. So, and Gibbo's uncle from Japan.
He was
good.
He was
great.
Yeah, he was quite silent though, wasn't he? I thought he was a little bit more up and about.
Mark was good.
Brad Hodge, that time we chatted.
Hodgey, yeah. He was great.
Brad Hodge.
No, there's been lots. I mean, there's been so many good guests. Let's rate them all in the last half hour. Let's go through them. If you've had a favourite guest, text in, tell us.
If you can remember the guests, because we can't.
Mate, I've enjoyed chatting to Shawnee Ormerod, BP.
Yeah, Brett Phillips.
That was a great couple of weeks. Just every afternoon you'd hear him and you'd hear the snap of Rafa's undies or whatever else he was listening to. And you'd really just get a feel for though you're at the tennis.
Absolutely. I wonder if BP is sitting on a beach now, tanning himself, having some sort of summer beverage.
Wasn't he trying to get over to the US? For a little
he
bit.
Was for Indian Wells.
When's that?
But
that's a little way away. Isn't
yeah,
it?
I don't think it's on yet because Novak's still trying to get there.
Right.
But visa problems.
Brett McCallum would be mine, I think.
Oh, BM.
BM, who was trying to put an NBL franchise up on the Gold Coast.
Yes. And great.
I did actually read the NBL owner is looking to offload the Tasmania Jack Jumpers.
Larry Kesselman.
Larry, that is.
That's so disappointing.
What's
that? He's looking to offload the Jack Jumpers already. What is that, 2 years in the Jack Jumpers?
Well, I think he's...
No, he's not getting rid of the team. He's trying to sell it to a private...
Yeah, I know. But hang tough, Larry. Come on,
No.
They can win an NBA championship.
I think it's buy cheap, sell high.
No. Also, he set it up to sell to someone. It was never his intention to keep it forever.
Oh, that's disappointing. He doesn't believe.
No, he believes.
You're telling me people create sporting franchises to make money. Not just because they,
people?
Not because he looked around and went, you know what, this bloody Apple Isle needs. It's a weirdly named NBL side.
Yeah, I guess so.
I feel like we've been sidetracked again here.
Yeah, so I don't know what's happening.
The reason why
here.
Is that Tasmanian Jack, he wants to sell the Jack Jumpers to someone else so he can focus on NBL expansion.
Yes.
Now, one of the locations that were floated by Larry was the Gold Coast.
Fantastic.
And we are definitely tropic men in here, are we not?
Yeah, we're tropics guys.
We are. We are indeed. Have you spoken to Brett since that news has been broken?
Have I spoken to him? No, just every bloody day.
Right, and how's he feeling?
That's what he meant. I had a good BM this morning.
Yeah, I had a great
chat
BM.
To BM.
He's feeling really good. He's going away this weekend, though, down to Cabarita. Yeah, his son's a big surfer. So they're going down to Cabarita this weekend.
What's the surf look like down at Cabarita this weekend?
It's a bit hot. There's a few onshore winds. But look, I can't be quite sure. I haven't looked in the last hour, but I can get back to you in a little bit. But
bring up the cams.
Brett McCallum would be my favourite guest.
All right. I'm going to say my favourite was probably Josh Brown.
Josh Brown was good, wasn't he? We got a little bit of cricket bat. I got to get nerdy on cricket bats.
Yeah, that was interesting.
How close do you want the lines in the bat together? And the fact it doesn't matter.
No, he didn't. That's
you know what I had? So off the back of that, the guy who I was having the nerdy cricket bat chat with who told me, you know, you want the grains as close together in the bat as possible, he then told me when I chatted to him afterwards, I said, look, Josh Brown says you're full of
brown.
He goes, you know what? He goes, that's just because Josh Brown doesn't want everyone coming in going, I only want the bat with the grains real close together. He says, they're just, because he says that, they'll never sell far-grained bat again.
I'm hearing a lot of he said, she said stuff.
Anyway. Mate, this is...
The only way to settle is to get the two blokes in a room.
And just let them pass. Just... Sorry, fight.
Let them go at it. All right, let's take a break, you mate.
Thank you so much, April, for all that news and weather. You're on the Summer Run Home with Professor and Barney for the very last time this summer. That's right. Winter is coming.
Barney.
Yeah.
I've just got a text.
Oh, yeah.
I think we might have a winter show happening.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that how well this has got? So we're on, is it an everyday show?
Well, I think it's starting small. I think there's there's murmurings of a Sunday show. You and I. At the end of each weekend, sort of summing up the weekend, mainly the rugby league.
Are we bringing Gibbo with us?
Well, that is the text message said.
Because I know Gibbo is at his best after a weekend on a Sunday evening.
Yeah,
when Gibbo really peaks.
I think it might be the three of us on a. And I know you think I'm joking. I think it might be the three of us on a Sunday afternoon. Hopefully.
Sunday.
Yeah,
fingers crossed.
It's a maybe at the moment.
But text in.
There is big talk about a Sunday show for us. Yes.
I've only got one request.
Sure.
And it's a non-negotiable.
All right.
Can I bring the button with me?
You can bring the button.
Yes!
Because we could do a regular segment. What do you need to flush this weekend?
Every weekend, flushing Ricky Stewart.
Oh.
How good would that be?
How did the Titans go? Well, this is a little sample of what the show might be.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hey, Gibbo, how did the Titans play this week?
But how good is it? How good is it?
Wrong one.
Sorry, wrong one. There's just so many buttons here,
Let's try again. Hey, Gibbo, what'd you think of the Warriors?
Come on, ramp it up.
No.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. There's a lot of buttons to push. Okay. But do you think, if you're listening and you think, geez, I'd love to hear the Professor and Barney on a Sunday, text in 0457 736 736. Have you got an idea for the name of our show if we went on a Sunday? Text in 0457 736 736. Let's get it going. Soggy Sundays? Yeah.
Well, because it's going to be a lot of dew. We heard about Western Sydney Stadium earlier.
Yes.
They've got a lot of dew there. So maybe Soggy Sundays?
Yeah. They are saying La Nina's over. So we could be in for a long, dry winter. So it might be as soggy as we thought.
So stale.
What about, based on you, the Sunday Sads?
Sunday Sads.
The come down, because you will be... flatlining.
Well, no, the come down happens at about 8 p.m. usually.
Okay. What about supple Sundays?
Supple Sundays. Ooh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Anyway, just
we should probably talk about the show we're doing now, which is thanks to the Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel in stock now and Blunston, Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. Professor, would you, if we did get this hypothetical Sunday show?
Looking good, mate, this text message.
Would you think that maybe we'd talk rugby league?
mate, it's our bread and butter. That's yes. how we
So
survive.
How about we yeah, just yeah. how about we have a practice now?
Because all right, you want to warm up.
Let's have a look at the pulse of rugby league with thanks to Anytime Fitness. Make your own rules at Anytime Fitness. And some names for the Sunday show are coming in.
Is it the same?
And we can't read them on air.
Oh,
but thank you. Oh, Brad, the owl suggests maybe we should make a salad.
What are you? What's this one here? What are you, Matt? I second the Sunday Funday. Wrap up, boys. Bring it on. Must bring button.
Yes, give must home. Bring the button.
You're quick at texting and pretending you called Matt from Park Ridge. That's great.
So, yes. In the rugby league news, first off, breaking news today. Josh Adokar has pulled out of the All-Stars clash. Obviously very disappointing for everyone around the All-Stars clash. I mean, he's obviously one of the stars of
big
the
draw
Indigenous
card,
All-Stars. But he is he's also, I believe, fairly beloved in the playing group. They love having him there. But he's withdrawn in a bid to be fresh for the upcoming season. He's come off a grueling 2023 campaign that included 23 NRL games, 5 matches for the Kangaroos. I mean, Freddie tried to do his bit and give him Origin off, which I don't reckon
that was
the right
good of
idea.
Him. But worked out well for us, didn't it?
Yeah, didn't it what?
Right, so because obviously Scott Sattler this morning or yesterday on 11 yesterday morning, Gibbo on 1170 SEN, he thinks the whole clash might be in doubt based on these blokes that can't work out this CBA.
Yeah,
Barney, that'd be
a shame.
That is, and you'd understand that, especially from the women's side of the game, when apparently they'd be going over there without any. Basic, like without any health insurance.
Yeah, that's right.
Realistically,
yeah.
Which I mean, you know, you love these, you love that these players want to turn out, but you can't expect them to with the physicality in the game. You can't expect them to risk injury without any sort of insurance, especially if they don't, you know, they miss that. They there's none of the female players are on contracts at the moment because the CBA is not.
Well,
signed,
he was
so.
One of our best chats was the coach of the Maori. Team.
Ben Gardner.
Ben Gardner.
Yeah, he was a great chat.
Yep.
And he was pumped and he talked about the importance of having it in Rotorua and, you know, what it means for the players, what it means for the people that come and watch. So that would be a real shame.
To be fair, I mean, the Indigenous All-Stars backline is already quite stacked. So as much as they'll be missing Josh Adokar, who I think was their captain last year, there's plenty of players who will probably get another spot on the wing, Brett Naden being one of those. But if you're a Bulldogs fan out there, you must be quite excited by that news that, you know, he is trying to get himself right for round one against your Manly Seagulls at Four Pines Park. It's good for Bulldogs fans. Good news.
It is. The Des Hasler Cup, is it? In honour of Des Hasler and the two clubs whose back-ended salaries looked very healthy because of the great Des Hasler.
I think it's the Greg Eastwood.
Is it?
It's part of Greg Eastwood's back-ended deal.
I thought it was a Tony Williams Cup.
Ooh,
the big man.
Yeah, the big man.
Yeah.
But look, let's hope the All-Stars clash goes ahead.
Yes.
But look, we'll see what happens, I suppose.
Watch this space. Is that how you'd sum it up?
That's how I would say. Watch this space.
All right.
Ooh,
hey,
I like that.
You're going to like this next bit, Gibbo. It's Spine Chat on the Dragons, Barney.
Oh, we didn't ask the Indigenous All-Stars Spine. He was talking
backline.
You got the Indigenous All-Stars Spine?
I do, but what about a little bit of a tea? You know what? I'll give it to you right now then. Latrell Mitchell obviously will be the fullback. Cody Walker will be the 6.
Yep.
The number 7 will be Nicho Hynes. And this one's... I'm not so sure about who will play number 9. I'm thinking either Tyrone Peachy, who spent a bit of time there, but he's playing a bit of a lock role at Penrith this year. But I'm thinking here's one for you guys, and here's one for you gurus out there. Kieran Mosley, who played a few games of first grade with the Gold Coast Titans. I believe he's been plying his trade for the Burley Bears or the Tweed Seagulls. He'll be my number 9.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Shock horror.
And that's on your website, that? Or have you printed that yet?
No, I haven't got to the All-Stars clash. Just because we haven't confirmed it.
Okay. So was it Tyrone Peachy you said was your other option there at 9?
Yeah.
So you're going to put him at lock, or are you thinking he'll be your utility player?
He'll be my number 14. We've got Chris Smith on the bench too, but I think they're going to go Kieran Mosley. Ezra Mam obviously floats around. He could be a 6, 7, or a 9. There's a lot of combinations in this side, and it's the coach there, Ronald Griffiths, he has got some interesting decisions to make.
Wow. Stacked with talent.
Stacked with talent.
Is this the sort of thing you're doing last night on your show, this sort of chat? It's very good.
Well, you know, I don't get to talk rugby league too much on the overnight crowd.
No, because it's just all about Carlton.
The Rooster Man's blowing up. Am I on the wrong show? Is this serious rugby league discussion? Seriously?
Yes.
Come on, guys. What are we doing here? Let's go back to talking about our favourite cricketers.
No, let's do this. Jack Bird.
Well, let's talk about our favourite footballers. Jack Bird.
You know why I like Jack Bird? Because he loves Maccas.
Oh, yes.
So do I. Hey, he suffered a knee injury at training. Now, you had him in your spine for the Dragons, didn't you? You had him at number 6 in Gibbo's filthy spines.
Well, to be honest, I've had to change my Dragon spine quite a few times this year. We had Junior Amone, Teletau Amone. He is in the no-fault stand-down policy for his escapades. They had Jaden Sullivan, who was a terrific young player. He did his hamstring. And then the third string was Jack Bird. Mm. He's had a few knee injuries in the past. I think he did his ACL twice in a row up at the Broncos.
Yep.
He has now gone down. So it looks like Moses Mbai.
He's good.
Moses
Magic
Mbai.
Moses.
Yeah.
Magic Moses, who is, you know, quite the utility. I'm sure Dragons fans probably weren't thinking that he was going to be their number 6 come round 2 because they've got round 1 off. But yeah.
Now, disappointing. I thought you were going to say Hook's going to suit up.
Now, at the Christmas party, when Hook was dressed as Santa,
yes.
Yep.
Did Jack Bird sit on his lap and say, I want to be the number 6? Because remember there was the whole thing.
What do you want for Christmas?
Yeah, what position do you want for Christmas? Yeah.
No, I think he wants to be an edge back rower. He wants to be in the steam room.
Which edge?
Yeah.
He's a left edge predominantly player. Yeah, so look, it's a shame for Jack Bird because if he can get some footy under his belt, he's a top caliber player. You know, he played Origin a couple of years ago. But
absolutely.
I think the Dragons are going to be in for a tough year. What do you think, boys?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Top 8 or not?
Oh, top 18?
Not.
Yeah, no,
unfortunately.
Not.
I think they were probably up against it anyway, but they're just having no luck. And you know what I mean? Which is disappointing because you have a good Christmas party, you think it's all going to be on the
That's
up
what
and
I
up.
Heard. Yeah. That's what I heard. Liam Martin in doubt for the World Club Challenge, which Barney, you've held this game above the NRL Grand Final for a long time. You've always said this is the true Grand Final because it's the world playing against the world.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to win? Do you want to win the FA Cup or do you want to win the Champions League?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These are the two champion clubs. And to hear Liam Martin's out, that's super disappointing, Professor.
And St Helens, is it like all the other UK clubs and it just is a bit can't defend? And can't attack.
Yeah, but they can score a try in a short in goal. I'll tell you that for nothing.